authorization, we need to have a check cut at the time of closing?
Yes. That'd be up to the title company.
Yeah, my understanding. Once this contract, and I have the original copy I'll leave with you today that my board signed, once I get that back, I will forward that to the title company, and they will put together the title insurance work, and we'll set a closing date, and then we'll need to show up, unless you prefer to do like a mail-in closing, but typically just show up and sign the deed, there's several other little affidavits and papers that the title company requires, insurance documents and things, but we will need a representative from the county.
What title company are you using?
Great American Title is who we use in Branson on 248.
Okay.
We use them on all our projects.
So according to this, then that's when we have to have the check?
Yes, at
turn
closing.
Over.
And I'll sign the deed at closing or prior and I'll bring it.
Usually the title company will send you something saying we want, you know, this is what you need to have at the closing.
Yes. And, yeah, they'll send out the disclosure statement, buyer's and seller's statement. They typically, when we do lift station properties and things like that, we do all that through email. Of course, we're the ones procuring, you know, acquiring a property, not selling.
It's in the contract as far as that's what you're about. Consideration is to be paid in cash or certified funds at closing and transfer.
Closing.
So as far as your concerns about that, it's already in the contract, which is what the motion is to approve.
Well, my concern was, we will need to, at that time, know to have it run through accounts payable at that time. Is that not?
Right. And, yeah, logistically, what I'm saying as far as the... Mm-hmm.
Okay, we have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you all very much.
Thank you.
Do you want me to leave this original with you all, or do you want me to take it up to Nikki?
I'll take it up to Nikki.
Take it up. All right. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thanks. Agreement for culverts, number 21095, Road and Bridge.
For a box culvert up on Goodnight Hollow.
For a box culvert, or is this for multiple?
Well, there's two of them side by side. There's probably going to be about 14 different cells to go together.
This agreement is for 84 precast reinforced concrete culverts.
I have received a letter dated August 17, 2021 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, and he approves the agreement as formed. This is for delivery of 84 precast reinforced concrete box culverts and related materials for a total price of $32,508 plus delivery of $449 per load at a total of 7 loads for a total contract price of $35,651.
But the delivery we would be given.
So it would be the original price on the culverts.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Any questions?
Nope. Move to approve the agreement binding between Taney County and Skurlock Industries of Springfield.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Personnel policy revision, R12.
Is this just updating the correct department heads and elected officials?
Yes, I think since the last election, it never had been updated. The sheriff and the public administrator, I believe.
Move to approve the revision of policy amendment number 2021-8-19. To the personnel policy manual.
Excuse me. Second.
Do we have a second? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. We'll be in recess. We'll recess upstairs for Road and Bridge Roundtable discussion and then some executive session after personnel and then daily staff review and agenda.
I just discovered we were not agendized for legal and executive.
I have 10:22 a.m. We'll be in recess.